Hi gents, welcome to another episode of our Men's Mentoring Podcast. Grant, as always, it's great to be with you in the studio and just to talk mana things and stuff that is relevant to us. And today we're going to tackle a subject that's very relevant for us as men, and that's faith under pressure and trusting God when life feels little bit under the pump, you know, when you're heavy, when the heat is on.
Yeah, this one's close to home for me. I think for personal reasons, I think all of us can go through times of pressure, but mostly I think also because we have been preaching about this over the last month in James, and so pressure, we've walked through that and we are dwelling in that space of dealing with this. And so I think it's very relevant for where we are. Most men don't realize that they lose faith because they don't just stop believing in God. It is they lose faith because life becomes very heavy in certain areas. And that becomes very overwhelming for where we are. And then we go back into a place, even sometimes we become very silent about it. We don't want to communicate about the pressure that we're actually feeling.
So true, Grant, because, I mean, I've even found myself there, but, you know, things like jobs, finances, marriages, mental health, people's expectations upon you, the expectations of yourself, it all adds up, and it makes you feel that pressure. You feel under pressure. Now, that's nothing to do with the old sporting term called BMT, and I know a lot of guys want to have that big match temperament and say, "Ma, ek kan het dra." But the reality is sometimes, you know, life is not a game.
Yeah.
You know, although we do draw a lot of parallels from a certain sport type, but I think what we do is the silence thing, as you mentioned, is we actually either withdraw or we go into a survival mode or we fight.
Yeah.
And not all three are always good.
Yeah.
Because I think the reason I say that it takes the space and the presence of God away in your life, because you and I sometimes feel like we have to navigate this on our own, fix it on our own, and all of that.
Yeah. So that's why we are sitting here today. We want to talk about how to trust God when life just feels heavy, when we feel that pressure that affects our faith. And how God actually uses that pressure. I think this is the revelation for me, is how God can use pressure to build us up and grow us, and not to just see the destruction in it, but to allow God to use it in our lives.
Yeah, and I think it's a choice. And that's what faith is. And this is quite interesting, because the problem is we don't always anchor ourselves in that scripture. You know, that says in James 1, verse 2 to 4, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So, yeah, pressure tests our faith, but it strengthens it. But I think, Grant, sometimes what I grapple with, and I think a lot of guys will grapple with, is what is the joy and what do I need to consider? Obviously, if someone is asking me to consider something, it means I need to rethink. It means I need to maybe change the way that I look at something and say, don't look at it what is temporary, look at the long-term fruit that it will produce. And so draw hope and joy from the fact that the long-term fruit that it produces is that of strength, and that whatever comes next and whenever we face another trial, it doesn't necessarily become easier. We just become more robust in knowing that God's built up a record of faithfulness in our lives.
Yeah.
Don't know if you agree with that.
I do agree with it. Another key scripture for me is Isaiah 41, verse 10. For do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and I will help you. And I clearly remember how I've quoted this scripture many, many times. I think a lot of us do when we're really in trouble. And what we need to realize is that God doesn't guarantee a stress or pressure-free life. But what he promises in that is that his presence, we can call his presence into situations. But we're human, and we will get to that, and we forget that. We forget that we can call God into a situation.
It's so true, Grant. And again, Psalm 66, verse 10 to 12 also says, God tests us like silver through fire, but he brings us to a place of abundance. And it's important to realize that God provides according to his will. And what we need, and not according to what we want, because sometimes we put it out there and say, God, but I'm trusting you for this. I'll allow you to burn away whatever is there, but then also, you know, can you just throw in an extra bonus?
Yeah,
you know, it's almost like asking for a bonus in faith.
Yeah,
and that's not how it works. You know, it's like, no, God says, this is what you need, this is what I'll provide, and then we'll go to the next step. Because I'm always reminded about that scripture that the just shall live by faith and not by sight. So if we can just live from moment to moment with God in faith, because if we have sight, we'll lose sight of him and lose and our dependence and faith on him. So it's such a very fine tension line that we have to juggle
navigate
is probably a much better word with God in that process.
Yeah. So what's the real question here? And I've been thinking about it. It's why does this pressure affect us as men specifically so deeply? Because many of us, we tie our identity to our responsibilities of life. And when things start feeling out of control, that is just a place for failure, that we feel like failure. And men feel that, you know, you can be so captured in this, going down that spiral of failure, because you're actually just trying your best here. You're just saying, Lord, I've given everything. I'm trying my best. I'm even quoting scripture here. Come on and help me. But you're in a spiral.
No, exactly. And I mean, and when we're there, that pressure that we feel is put into words, we can define it to, but I feel pressure to provide.
Yeah.
I feel pressure to protect my family. I need to perform at work. I need to, otherwise I'm not gonna grow. You know, I need to stay strong. I need to carry everything on my shoulders, because I famously remember a family member coming to me and saying that you know, without them, you know, having real deep insight. But bless them, they mean well. But they said, you need to stay strong, because if you don't stay strong, your whole household's going to tumble into
incredible pressure.
I've got to carry all of this through a process, and I feel responsible for everything. And that's the type of pressure that you don't want to be under, but you feel it. And culturally, as men, we are not taught to process pressure. We just taught to to plow through it, to carry it. We always say it, you know, that's where sometimes that old saying in Afrikaans comes from, "Jy's 'n eyster." Okay, why are you an eyster? Is it an eyster because you can push through? Or are you an eyster because you can really trust God and process through things and see God's outcome for your life? Because that's eyster, really. Eyster is not being hard and tough and in a cultural sense. And I think sometimes that's crept into even our church definition of being able to walk through things, you know, be Easter.
Yeah. Well, that's precisely where the danger then lies. It's because unprocessed pressure turns into frustration, into anger, into withdrawal, and into burnout. And actually, when I look at the picture, we live in a world now where depression is one of the main diseases of the space we live in. I can't say of the whole world, but it's definitely a prevalent disease. And if I really look at that, and if we look at God's word, he says that, you know, he is our provider. He will provide for us. And so that's when these added pressures are placed on us that is not godly, that we don't get time to process. And if it's left unprocessed, if it's left outside of what God has for our lives, it starts becoming all of this anger, frustration, and withdrawal, and eventually burnout.
Exactly, and I think few of us realize that Jesus acknowledges this weight in Matthew 11:28, where he says, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." But many men don't come to him. We just carry on, and then eventually it's like a pressure cooker. And it bottlenecks, and suddenly one day it's just one wrong look in the wrong direction, or it's one word, and it's like you pop a cork from a champagne bottle, and it just goes, and then suddenly everything that's been building up in you just comes out. And I think that's the problem we have. So Jesus is actually extending an invitation to us to say, "Come into my presence and I will show you how to rest." Because, as he says in Psalms, mountains, that what feels overwhelming and high, mountains melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. And sometimes we just need to come, and we don't. So yeah, I think very, very important for us to understand that.
But if I do ask you, when pressure mounts, what is the first thing that we as men, as a default, run to?
That's a tough question, Grant.
And what do we let go of?
I think we let go of our connection with God. I think prayer becomes shorter. Suddenly, we begin to engage just with the situation because, we feel like we have to react all the time to the situation. And so our faith, our prayer life, our relationship with God becomes a reactive response instead of a relational response. It's like we don't understand the value of just sitting with him. Instead, we want to be like Martha, for example, and be at the back working, doing things, and say, "Jesus, look at what I'm doing. I'm trying. Bless my works because my faith is in what I'm doing." And Jesus says, "Actually, all I need you to do is come and just be here with me, because there's something that I will say to you, and just being with me, there's something there that will set you free from the pressure." And then from that place, we go to work with him on whatever the situation is. If you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah. Pressure for me doesn't create problems. it reveals what's already in that place.
That's so true, Grant.
And Luke 6 verse 45 says it, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in your heart will come out. And we find ourselves in situations when that pressure cooker lets off steam, that what's on the inside, what's been brewing there, does come out. So pressure exposes what we really trust.
That's so true. And then under pressure, as men, we start asking questions like, is God really in control? You know, why isn't this changing? God, I've been trusting you for so long. When? What did I do wrong? I think that's also a space. A lot of times we go to a place of condemnation where we think, you know, but God's delaying something, or it's not working because I did something wrong. It's all, and it's actually so selfish and prideful to think that, because we're making it about ourselves. And we've got all these questions, but one thing they have all in common, these questions that I just posed, is that we're human. Doesn't mean we necessarily have a lack of faith. We just have questions. And I think these are, because these are situations and pressures that we face that are sometimes humanly impossible to fix.
No.
It's not something that I can fix for you or you can fix for me, but what we can do is pray with one another. But it's a God thing. It's a me and God relationship where we really have to, I have to engage, you have to engage with God. And say, okay, tell me what to do. And how do I not go to a place of unbelief, but still ask the question and be raw and honest towards you?
Yeah, that's so true. I think sometimes when we just become religious about something, we forget that we are human.
It's true.
And so I always look at David, King David's life in Psalms. The one moment he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And in the next, just the next psalm, he would say, how long, O Lord? How long am I going to have to be with this situation, with my enemies? But what this shows me and that what it can teach us is that faith includes honesty. So we are human, but we need to be honest with God. Mm. We can't take the humanity side of what we are wrestling with and just lift that up and say, well, we're just human the whole time. Our humanity needs to flow with Scripture and the truth that God places there. But He wants us to be absolutely honest with Him. And through that, He will answer us.
That's such a good answer, Grant. And I think that's why 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 9 says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. That's faith under pressure, but it's not denying what I'm going through, but it says, God, give me the grace, the strength to endure,
yes,
and to walk through what I'm going through. That's a difference, because I think it's when we are in denial that we want to just kind of pretend that it's not there. But when we can actually confront it and say, yes, it is there, but there's still hope left. I can endure. I feel abandoned, but I'm not. I know I'm a bit confused and don't know which way to go, but He'll lead me. You know, I'm not totally in despair, but I do feel a little bit hopeless. I feel discouraged. I feel sometimes that the whole world is against me, or family is against me. But I know God's not. He's not abandoned me. And so it's important for us just to draw strength from that and say, come on. I my faith is under pressure, but He's refining something in me, and I have to press in to endure. That's what He's calling us to do.
He's calling us to do that. That's so true, but there is a shift that we need to make as men.
That's true.
And we have to understand that pressure is not punishment.
I think that's so good. You need to say that again, Grant.
Pressure is not punishment. Yeah, it is good. Preparation.
Yeah. There we go.
Preparation for something. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us, God works in all things for good.
Yeah.
Even in hardships.
So pressure, like, reveals that, you know, if those hardships that we go through, you know, we want to try and, you know, if we really apply what God does in working it for the good, then pressure becomes something where he reveals what are we dependent on. You know, is it him or people? You know, I remember a psalm that says, David says, my trust is not in horses and chariots, but in the Lord. And he's, you know, it refines our character. We hate that word where we say it refines our character, but at the end of the day, that's what helps us carry whatever God's got for us in our next. And then it clarifies our priorities. You know, suddenly we realize, but what is important in our lives? We realize we've been spending so much time trying to fix things and do things that are not priority, but we need to actually focus on the priority. So it clarifies that. And then, very important, God, it strips us from false identity we walk through, the labels that we've been placed under, that we've placed on ourselves, and it's become part of who we are, and it's a lie. So just like refining metal, that heat removes these impurities.
Yeah. Amen to that. 1 Peter 5 verse 10 says, after you have suffered a little while, God himself will restore you. So we're calling ourselves on him again. And this means pressure is just temporary, but what God builds lasts. And that's sometimes what I forget, is I'm going through all of this, but just to pause and wait and say, Lord, what do you want to do through this moment? But once again, our humanity sometimes keeps us from that. So I think this is just a good reminder, just to say that, just remember what God builds lasts.
Very true. And then, you know, in this process, and when our faith is under pressure, how do we strengthen practically? And you know, when life feels heavy, you know, we need to actually also, we can't just, James says, you can't have faith and not have works. So there needs to be an application of God's word in our lives. There needs to be an application where we live out what we believe. And so the first thing I would say is, and this is very important, and this is a big value for us, is you need to stay connected and not silent, because it's in that silent, isolated place that amplifies your pressure. Because when you share something with a brother, it's suddenly we are inviting somebody into our space that can help us carry, because God's called us to carry our burdens with one another. But if we don't, it just makes that pressure bigger and bigger and bigger, and we become overwhelmed.
You know, men were never designed to carry that pressure alone, even though the world says we should. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, this is very scriptural, carry each other's burdens.
That's true.
And so I just also need to remind myself constantly that I'm not alone. God is represented in the vessels around me, and he wants to work through them. And so I don't need to carry this alone. There's people that are going to stand next to me and around me and lift my arms up when there's a battle to be won. And that's my experience. And I can just pray that for everyone.
But Grant, that's also a good point, because I think there's also a false expectation sometimes, and a misconception that when we carry each other's burdens, it doesn't mean we have to fix one another's problems. And we speak about that a lot, because this is the opportunity we have to mature in Christ and in our faith, to say, no, we'll stand with you, but you still need to take responsibility for that issue.
Yeah, you can't abdicate.
There we go. And I think that's so powerful. I think secondly, Grant, is also we need to anchor in the truth and not in our emotions, because our emotions fluctuate, like the NASDAQ, you know. It's then it's up, then it's down, you know. But, you know, God's word doesn't. That's why we need to anchor ourselves in God's word.
Yeah. That's where prayer comes in. I think that's the third part, is to pray honestly. We're not perfect beings. We don't need to pray perfectly, because we need to realize that God can handle this. He's got this. He can handle our frustration. He can handle our doubts. And He can even handle our silence, because we might be externally silent, but internally we can pray.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and then fourthly, and lastly, we need to trust. It's a daily walk. We need to trust Him, and it's not a hypothetical process. It's a real process. It's faith that grows daily through small situations, where there's a daily surrender. We say, okay, I can now fix this, but I'm going to say, okay, God, what do you say? I want to give this to you. I want to bring this to you. I want to surrender it, because my pride, my selfish ambition, my know-it-all knowledge, puffed-up brain wants to, and I know you've given me an intelligent mind, wants to fix it. But sometimes there's wisdom in calling God into a situation, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, where you begin to seek His face and you say, okay, rather than just doing it, let me surrender to You and see where You take me and what You want to do. Because I think sometimes our way is settling for second best. Even though sometimes it works out, it doesn't necessarily mean it's God's way of doing things.
Yeah.
I mean, Moses in the desert, he was asked to speak to the rock, and then he hit the rock. And the same result came. But as a consequence of not surrendering and obeying God's voice, he didn't see the promised land. And that's a big one. And so start with small daily surrenders, and allowing Jesus into that space.
I think just in closing from my side, Eddie, is that yes, maybe a challenge or two that you can put out there. Pressure doesn't mean that God has left us.
Yeah.
Often it means God is working deeper than what we can see. And that's our challenge, just seeing that God is doing a deep work.
Yeah. And maybe a challenge for our week and our month coming up is asking God, what are You shaping in me during the season? What are You doing inside of me that You're changing, that's going to make me live, believe, and do things differently when I get out on the other side?
Yeah,
and then also choose. Choose to trust Him. Be intentional about the process that He's taking us through. I think that's the only way we can approach that process.
Yeah, I think, because faith isn't proven in comfort, and we can agree on that. It's strengthened under pressure. It's almost like a diamond that needs to go through that process to become a diamond. And so our strength takes place and is grown under pressure.
Exactly. So, yeah, as we end the podcast, I want to thank you, Grant, for being here.
Thanks,
with
Eddie.
Me. And thank you guys for tuning in. And I want to encourage you, go and ask God what He wants to do inside of you during the season. And then also, and this is a challenge for all of us, let's embrace what is in front of us, and by faith we need to always remember that Christ has overcome, and because of Him we can walk through and know that we will be struck down sometimes, but we will not be destroyed, and we will come out on the other side. So trust that you will have an amazing meeting week, months, days ahead. We're looking forward to some stories, and we'll see you in the next episode.